want answers.
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on RBN, and our guest for the balance of the show is author Russ Baker, and we're discussing his latest book, Family of Secrets, The Bush Dynasty, The Powerful Forces That Put It in the White House, and What Their Influence Means for America, published by Bloomberry Press. And before we go to Bush 43, I had asked you a question, and just in case people didn't hear that particular interview, I'd like to come back and ask you again. What kind of fallout have you had from this? Have there been any negative consequences for you writing this book?
Not really, other than the fact that what I'd been warned about, which was the reticence of so many news organizations to cover this book. And just background for your listeners, my career, 20-some years, is writing mostly for well-known mainstream newspapers, magazines. I've been a TV producer, worked in radio in the United States as well as major European outlets. I've got the so-called, you know, credentials, you know, have taught at Columbia University School of Journalism, considered to be one of the best. And I'm very meticulous in my work. That's the way that I was trained. And so normally, if somebody with good credentials has revelations in a book, it's covered. And you will see that books that have maybe only one big revelation in the whole book, they get on all the big TV shows.
Yes.
And here comes this book, and it's 600 and whatever it is, some pages, 1,000 footnotes, tons of revelations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of revelations that just blow your socks off, all documented, as you say, with the actual government paper behind them and so forth. And I could not get on practically any of those shows. And so what we've had to do is we've had to create a kind of a guerrilla movement to get the information out. And fortunately, I'm very happy to say Family of Secrets not only did well in hardcover, and you mentioned the hardcover title, but the paperback, which came out in November with Family of Secrets with the subtitle, The Bush Dynasty, America's Invisible Government, and the Hidden History of the Last 50 Years, has also done well. We're in our third paperback printing of it, but it's all been basically small radio shows like yours that are not afraid to talk about these things that are so disturbing, and also just word of mouth from ordinary people on the internet, and just, you know, people like your listeners who just they go online and they post comments on bulletin boards, and other people, you could see them posting saying, hey, thanks, I'm going to get a copy that sounds really interesting. So there is this kind of a blockade. It's not an organized thing. It's just people who are very much, you know, part of sort of, you know, our establishment in whatever form, and they're afraid of this stuff because it suggests that things are not okay, that things are really, really wrong, and if things are really, really wrong, then going about things in the normal way, which is what they do, is not acceptable anymore, and it puts people in a very difficult position.
Well, you know, just kind of digress for a second here. I asked one of my college social classes at one point, how many corporations do you think dominate or control most of the media? And the answer that I most often heard was anywhere between 100 and 150. Now, you know what the journalism schools are saying now, don't you, about the you know, the charts they produce about who owns what?
It's a handful, just a handful.
Five.
Yeah.
It's five.
Yeah.
Five corporations control 95% of our media. So should it be surprising that a book like this that really gets in and really at least touches some of the bases of some of these corporations would say, hey, we're just not going to let you on?
You know, it's interesting. I'm just reading a novel by a fellow I've met recently who's a former covert operative for the CIA. He now tries to get out what he's learned in novel form. But, you know, in there, he basically tries to raise all these issues about how, you know, how we live in something of basically a kind of an oligarchy, but we don't know it.
Exactly.
That we live in the same situation as so many of these southern tier countries, where we, you know, but unlike them, we believe that we run things.
Okay, we're going to have to hold it right there, Russ. because we're up against the break. Good point. We'll pick up on it as soon as we come out of the break. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Russ Baker after word from our sponsors.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then freetoprosper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Russ Baker, and we're discussing, among other things, the Bush family dynasty and the secrets that they would not like you to know about. And Russ, as we went into the break, you were talking about how we have a very cleverly hidden oligarchy. You want to expand on that?
Well, sure. I mean, this is not, this is not mumbo jumbo. This is just the way that things work. And this is the way it is in most countries. They're very historically throughout the long span of history, there have been very few countries where there really was a pretty effective representative democracy, and certainly no direct democracy. And you know, the United States is no exception. Interest groups shape our destiny to a great degree. Now, the way we hear it, these interest groups are labor unions and the Sierra Club and so on, but I'll tell you, those are not the interests that shape very much of policy. As we know, I mean, labor unions are smaller than they've ever been. Obama's opening up drilling despite the fact that he was seen as an environmental candidate. These are not the ones that are really running things. The interests that have a tremendous amount of influence in every administration of our government typically are these, the Wall Street interests, the insurance companies. They're large corporations, and they're the wealthy individuals who hold the largest blocks of their stock. And of course, to some extent, we all benefit, you could say, because if you've owned stock yourself, or you've got you're invested in a mutual fund, then you have a stake in the status quo being preserved, even though the status quo may go against your own personal interests in other respects. But,
well,
but
we've even benefited, Russ, from the military-industrial complex.
Well, absolutely, we all do, and you know, I'm the same way. You know, I don't have time. I'm out running around doing my journalism. I don't have time to personally make those kind of careful selections and to invest my limited resources only in what I would like to do, which would be, you know, socially conscious companies that are putting out high quality products and creating a better world, treating workers fairly, employing people in this country, and so forth. You know, we don't have the time to do that, and so we end up this stuff being managed by, again, these brokers and these bankers, and it goes back into the same interest. I mean, one of the things that's very little discussed in all this back and forth about Iraq and Afghanistan and what's the right strategy is the larger picture there, which is that the United States is almost always at war. And by being always at war, we manage to continue to spend more than half of the discretionary dollars of the federal government. People always say, you know, government is too big. It's not that government is too big. It's that the government takes our money and then they route it back to their friends through these military contracts, because those are the people who benefit from those things.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, that's very timely since we're going to be touching on the Iraq War. But let's go to Bush 43 and let's talk about his rise to power. But before we go there, too, I'd like to know, what was he like as a kid, a student? Kind of
personal. Well, I mean, I'll just say this briefly, because that part I think is pretty well known. And one of the things I tried to do with Family of Secrets, and I think the reason we get, if you go look at the Amazon ratings, you know, we get like from readers, we get like 95% of them think the book is fabulous, and that's a very high percentage. And the reason is because I kind of only put in new things. But what we know about him, and I think this is generally true, is that, you know, certainly he was a mediocre student. He didn't excel very much at all. But what I think we didn't know about him was the extent of the operation to remake him, and to remake him so that he would become viable politically. Because the reality was that this was a fellow who was so unaccomplished, not just as a young man and a student, and it's true that he was, but also later on that as an adult he was tremendously unaccomplished. And people don't realize, for example, that when he was governor of Texas, the governor of Texas almost doesn't do very much at all. It's considered a weak governor state. In fact, the lieutenant governor of Texas, oddly enough, has more power than the governor does. And so in Family of Secrets, in the second half of the book, I focus mostly on W, Bush 43, and we look at all these strange things he was doing throughout his life. I started looking at all these companies he was involved with, many of which have never been reported on before, and I discover, just like as with his father, that these companies don't make any sense, that they've got all the hallmarks of being something other than a normal, you know, kind of for-profit company that, you know, you or I might be involved with. They've got money coming in and out from offshore accounts. They've got Saudis putting money into them, and people connected to the dictator Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines, and people connected to the Shah of Iran, and doing all kinds of strange things. And so he's a guy who's wired from the get-go into these very odd quasi-intelligent apparatus that we understand so very, very little about. He turns out to be a much more interesting and peculiar figure than the American people knew, even the people who have always been critical of him.
Well, how did he make his mark? How was he remade?
Well, first of all, what they did was, wanted people to think that he was a reluctant politician, that he never really was interested in politics until late on, right before he ran for governor of Texas in the mid-90s. But in fact, as a young man, he was already ambitious. As, you know, his father had been super ambitious. The grandfather apparently had wanted to be president, too, Prescott Bush. And so W himself, right in his early 20s, was already telling friends that he wanted to run for office. And, you know, he just needed to find a way to do it. And so most people have forgotten that all the way back in 1978, when he was starting out in the oil business in West Texas, he ran for Congress and, you know, came close to winning without any credentials at all. And so what they did in the early 90s was they decided they had to remake him. They got him involved with this baseball team He put almost no money in it at all, but they gave him this title of managing director, and they shoved him in front of the public in Texas, and there he was, you know, as the face of this popular ball club. Well, Americans love baseball, of course, and so they started saying, well, I like this guy. You know, he was gregarious, and he was associated with this cool team, and so this helped him. And then Karl Rove starts working on getting him ready to run for governor. They start trying to demolish the governor who he beat, Ann Richards, who was a pretty formidable and intelligent woman. But what's more interesting than any of that is what they did to hide the harmful things in his past. And several chapters in Family of Secrets are about all of those efforts. One was his disappearance from the military, which, of course, you know, had anybody else done that, they would have gone to jail, because that's a felony. You know, just you can't just take off from the military, even in peacetime. When once you're in, you're in. But you certainly can't do it in wartime. And
you mean he just abandoned his post?
Well, all of the evidence that I have developed and as laid out in Family of Secrets is that he literally just took off with 2 years remaining on his contract as a pilot in the Texas Air National Guard. And so he couldn't have done that without the help of his father. What looks to be the creation of false documents to try to justify that. So that was a big, deep, dark secret that could have pulled him down, could have pulled his father down, could have really destroyed the family, especially since they were consistently pro-war themselves. And the hypocrisy was staggering. But there were other things, too, and those other things were a big problem for them. And so they were concerned about the fact that they were looking for a conservative, pro-family constituency to vote for him, and they knew these people would never vote for him if they knew what he was like as a fellow of few accomplishments, a big partier and what have you, and worse, which I document in terms of his personal life and Family Secrets. But what they did was they came up with a brilliant plan. How do you clear the slate? How do you allow somebody to start over in our society? There is one way. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
You become born again.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're born again, you're born again. And so anything that you did in the past doesn't matter. You've renounced all of that. You're not held responsible for that. And this was a fellow who was not known to be religious at all, and suddenly he embraces this new approach. And, you know, I don't want to question whether or not that's sincere or not, but I actually interviewed a man who was a Bush family political advisor himself, the son of a Pentecostal minister. I believe he was a trained minister, ordained minister himself, politically involved, a corporate trainer and so on. And this fellow was providing memos to the Bush family, first to Bush 41, and those memos were being seen by the son, who was an advisor to the father. And this man was saying, if you want to win in this country, particularly as a Republican, you must win over this huge and growing base of devout evangelical and fundamentalist Christians. And these are, of course, very sincere people who do believe, but you've got to convince them that you believe. And so they were basically told that this was absolutely essential. Ronald Reagan had done this, and Reagan was not a religious man. He had suddenly claimed to be religious. Jimmy Carter, who was religious, was the first American politician to really win with a big block of those people, a Democrat. And so Reagan then grabbed that block, moved it over to the Republican side, and there was George H.W. Bush, wanted to win that block, and he was told to do it, and he just couldn't quite bring himself to pull it off. But the son was a much quicker study. Son saw this memo, and the next year, there he is, suddenly in Bible study classes in Midland, and before you know it, he's just the darling of this particular very, very large sector of the electorate.
So he won over the religious right, and it catapulted him into the governor. How did he get prepared to run for president?
I mean, basically what they did was, this was all a kind of a completely manufactured image. One of the things they did was the press had such low expectations for him that if he was able to just show up and make a halfway coherent presentation, they treated that as a win. Well, of course, that's brilliant. There was a double standard. You know, a guy like Gore, they went after him for every little thing. They did the same thing with Kerry, but with Bush, if he was just able to kind of sound okay and keep repeating the same platitudes, he was considered to be a winner.
Well, it's, you know, the press definitely had a pro-bias for Bush, there's no question about that, But I suppose the thing that most disturbed me was in the election of 2004, how they turned the National Guard issue against Bush and turned it back on Kerry with regard to his service, and we'll explore that when we come back from the break. The music's in my ear. That means it's time to go make some money for RBN. Back with Russ Baker after this.
Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're speaking with author Russ Baker about the Bush family and the many hidden secrets that they don't want you to know about. And Russ, as we went into the break, I had asked you, do you think the attack on Kerry's service was a direct retaliation for their bringing up Bush's leaving the Guard early?
You know, it's hard to establish the direct connections. I'm just reading Karl Rove's new memoir, and he's very, very cagey about all this, although he does make certain statements about having had nothing to do with that. Obviously, they benefited from it, and it's hard to believe that, given that his central job was to build Bush up and demolish Kerry, that he would not have taken, shall we say, an extreme interest in these kinds of things. You know, when you look at the background to the so-called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, how that whole thing came about, it looks to be very much of the kind of psychological operation that you associate with these kind of intelligence-tinged efforts that I relate throughout the book Family of Secrets. And the other one, of course, much more clearly, is the takedown of Dan Rather of CBS News. And I spent a great deal of effort studying not just George W. Bush's military service record, but why it was that this story didn't resonate. And basically, the White House it mounted a tremendous counterattack back in March of 2004. They began putting out documents that were on essentially misleading as to what had really happened with his card record. And then along comes Dan Rather in the fall. CBS News is ready to report that Bush definitely did fail to complete his service. And, of course, if that story had really had legs, he would have lost. I mean, as it was, the 2004 election was very, very close. Mm-hmm. Kerry was a decorated war hero who had served in Vietnam, which Bush had not. And so then suddenly there are these documents, and they blow up in CBS's face. Dan Rather, one of the top, most visible news figures in our country, was actually forced out of his job. And in my own experience, news organizations were saying in the fall of 2004, we don't want to do any of those big stories about Bush because we're afraid of the consequences. So absolutely, all of these things had a tremendous impact, and all of them had the earmarks of, you know, intel.
Well, didn't that lead you to believe that in somewhere up on that chain, that the Bush family had a lot of help from corporate media?
Well, absolutely. And you know, if you look back historically, Prescott Bush was on the board of CBS. He was a close friend of Henry Luce, who ran Time Life publications, Time Magazine, what have you. And by the way, they were both, and all of the Bushes, George H.W. as well, and W., were all members of the Yale Secret Society, Skull and Bones, which is a way of enforcing kind of, let's say, cohesion among these interests. But
well, let me stop you there for a second. Yeah. Do you really think that there's a link there, that they're creating like-minded people through organizations like Skull and Bones?
Hey, you know, why do people join anything? I mean, you join, I don't care what it is, people who join the Masons, people who join, a fraternity, a sorority. All of those institutions enforce a kind of conformity. You know that. It's the idea is that you follow. There are rules. There's an initiation, and there are professions of loyalty, and they serve a very specific purpose in that regard. They're all very establishmentarian, and certainly a secret society more than a public one. What is the purpose of that entity? It has to have some purpose. And even if you take the most benign view of it, it's still an enforcement mechanism of cohesion and loyalty among people of a particular class. And so this is very important. But what you're looking at there with the media is, you know, Newsweek was very close with the intelligence community. Even Carl Bernstein of Woodward and Bernstein, when he left the Post, he wrote an article about the extent to which the intelligence community had infiltrated the media. They had people working in the media, the ownership, the people who owned the Washington Post, as I document a lot of new revelations of Family of Secrets about their ties to the Bush family, to the CIA, very close friends with Alan Dulles, the head of the agency, how when George H.W. Bush was a young man and unknown and starting a little tiny oil company, the owner of the Washington Post pumped a bunch of money in there, the backstory of how Bob Woodward got his job at the Washington Post, Bob coming out of a top secret naval work and going directly into one of the hardest to get jobs in the media, and immediately beginning the takedown of a president who had angered his former bosses in the military. I mean, these are very, very important things about which we understand so very little.
Amazing. You connected quite a few dots right there. Just a note to my listening audience, we'll open up the phone lines for your calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-313-9443. And Russ, when we come back too, I want to touch upon 9/11, your reaction to that, the Iraq War, and the rest of the dirt that the public may not know if they've not yet read your book about Bush 43. But I'm going to give you a question, and we may have to hold over the answer until after the break. But what was the biggest blockbuster for you with regard to writing this book? I mean, what was your biggest revelation?
You want me to answer that now? Okay. I can't say there was one. I mean, but let me say this. One of the things that interested me the most was the real reason I was told of why George W. Bush invaded Iraq.
Okay, let's hold that right there. That's a great cliffhanger. We'll start with that right after the break. And your calls, back with more on the Common Sense Show after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our guest tonight has been author Russ Baker, and we're talking about the Bush family. In particular, right now, we're talking about Bush 43. And, Russ, we went to the break. You left us with a bit of a cliffhanger with regard to what you were told on why we got involved in Iraq.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be clear. You know, I spent 5 years writing Family of Secrets, and there's so many subtleties to these things that when I do something like answer the question you just posed, you know, what is the biggest revelation, that even if I state this, I want to say that if people don't go and read the background to it, which goes on for pages, they're not going to fully understand the nuances. But we don't have the time to go into the nuances.
Understood.
So I'll just simplify. Basically, one of the things I did was I managed to interview a Texas-based author who ghostwrites books with famous people. He was friendly with Bush's father. He worked with Bush, George W. Bush, in 1999 on a book that was supposed to come out during the campaign. And he conducted about 20 interviews with Bush, talked to him about various things. One of the things he did was he asked him he wanted, you know, he was trying to put in some of Bush's accomplishments, because you got to, you know, you're writing kind of a biography, obviously you got to put accomplishments in there. George W. Bush didn't want to do that. He said, I really haven't accomplished enough, skip that, which was, that in itself is sort of shocking, because here he was already a favorite to be the President of the United States, felt he hadn't accomplished enough to put in a book. And then the other thing was, well, what was he going to do as president? Bush asked that question. Bush said, talk to Carl. And he meant talk to Karl Rove. And again, that's pretty astonishing that when it came to what were his plans in terms of policy, he wanted him to talk to his political strategist instead of to him. And the final thing was, as this man, a guy by the name of Mickey Herskowitz, pressed Bush to give him something so they could, you know, put it in this book because it was actually going to come out under Bush's name. He said, well, is there anything you'd like to do as president? And then, I guess in an unguarded moment, Bush said to him, well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to make the mistake my father made. If I've got a chance with Iraq, I'm going to go in and I'm going to go all the way in. I'm going to take Saddam Hussein out. And he said this back in 1999. This is way before all of these other, you know, the concern about WMDs in 2002. It's before the false connections with 9/11 in 2001. This is before he was even president. And the reason he explained to Herskowitz was that he had been led to believe that you could not really have a successful presidency. And this he'd been indicated to him by various advisors, Republican advisors over the years, that you could not have a successful presidency without coalescing public opinion behind you, and that really the only way you could get public opinion behind you in a big way was to have a war.
Yeah, I knew you were going there with that, and it almost sounds like Bush was prepped to be the ultimate stooge to have a war for a higher purpose. Let me ask you this. Do you think that we actually invaded Iraq because Saddam had announced he was going to trade in oil in euros and not American dollars?
Look, there were a lot of different reasons that people, various influential people, wanted to go into Iraq. You know, there was the this group, the Project for the New American Century, which back in the late 90s put out an actual paper where they said, you know, they talked about the benefits of going in and asserting American influence in the Middle East. Some people, some of the neocons principally were interested in the general issues of empire. Some people did believe that if you could get in somewhere and take over the country there, you could set an example of a Western-style democracy. Other people, it was principally about oil. For some, it was simply an excuse to generate more activity for military contractors. So there were many, many mm-hmm. different interests. And some people, of course, harbored more than one of these. I mean, it's not a simple thing. But I think that what you're looking at is George W. Bush knew about all these things, but in his own mind, he's a fairly, you know, simple fellow, and he sees things in those terms. I think he definitely wanted to outdo his father. Although I think they were very, very loyal to each other, I think he wanted to show his father that he could be tougher than he was. But I do think that this was the principal reason, that he thought, boy, you know, my ratings are going to go up. And, you know, it's true. I mean, right after 9/11, I mean, his ratings were low. In his first year in office, his ratings were low. He was lackluster. He didn't seem to have any real agenda. He was not making waves in any sort of a positive way at all. And you know, as they say, as soon as you know, he'd barely gotten out of the bunker, so to speak, and his ratings were over, you know, 90%, and then they started dropping again up prior to Iraq, and then, of course, with this magnificent invasion, at least for a brief moment, his ratings soared again, and everybody got behind him. And so, you know, war can do that for you. It did it for Maggie Thatcher in mm-hmm. Britain when she took out this tiny force in the Falklands Islands, a place nobody even heard of.
Kind of a wag the dog scenario.
You bet.
Well, let's take a quick call. Alan from Texas on line one. Hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. I'm calling from Midland, Texas, hometown of the Bushes. And I'm about halfway through your book, Mr. Baker, and fascinating work. I'm reading it slowly. I'm studying it more than just reading it.
Well, thank you very much. And by the way, I recommend that to everybody. As you read Family of Secrets, take your time because it's full of stuff and it makes your head spin. You know, I have to tell you, some people have told me they had to read it two or three times.
Yeah, well, I'm getting. I sometimes go off on a tangent with your footnotes too, and of course, I've met Bush a number of times here in business in Midland, and ran into him a number of times. I don't know if you ran into one of his companies called Arbusto.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, which
we talked about that in the last appearance.
Yep.
Okay, well, you know, out here it became known as El Busto because it was nothing but a bunch of dry holes and very poorly run company. But what's interesting is that the former treasurer of El Busto is now the 11th Congress, Mike Conaway here, the Republican congressman from for the Midland area. Well, it's kind of an odd-shaped. It stretches all the way down to the San Antonio area anyway, and so we know that he was one of the local people here that rode Bush's coattails into Congress, mm-hmm. and he's mainly just, you know, another rubber stamper for anything that's smells like Bush.
No question. Yeah. Do you have a question for Russ Baker?
No, I just really wanted to thank him for the book, and looking forward to seeing what other material has. So.
It is a good book, and Alan, thanks so much for your call, and please
yeah.
call again. Let's go to line three and welcome Pamela from Wisconsin. Hi, Pamela. What's on your mind? Hello, Pamela.
It's amazing how much... Yeah, are you still there?
I'm here. You're on.
Okay. It's amazing how much corruption that the Bushes have gotten away through, way with through the years. Like, when he was governor of Texas, as I recall, he did get funding from... took funding, $60 million from the highway budget, state highway budget, to acquire his baseball team. Is that in your book also?
That's not something I'm aware of. I mean, he got a stock in the baseball team because a bunch of very, very rich people basically staked him. They were subsidizing him and thereby, of course, winning his favor, which I'm sure was paid back in many, many different ways.
Yeah, but there was an article in one of the newspapers down in Texas that's still on the Internet where they actually did account the story of how he got the money from the state highway funds. And then he also ripped the people up for the land acquisition that the stadium was built on.
Yeah, I don't know if you've read Family Secrets. I do have a chapter in there about mm-hmm. the baseball team and the land deal.
Yeah, but these people have done so many criminal things through the years. It's amazing.
Yeah, he even had an interest along those lines, too. He had an interest in TMAP. And, Russ, I don't recall seeing that in the book. TMAP was where the pharmaceuticals came to Bush and rewarded him later with a $2 million campaign donation. But when he's governor of Texas, they could only use the most expensive newer antipsychotics with more side effects, and they couldn't use the older off-patent medications that would have saved the taxpayers about 800%. And this was administered to the criminally insane and people in the prison system. Were you aware of that?
You know, look, there are so many examples of this kind of thing. And what's really significant here is that these are people who ran for office telling the American people that, you know, big government and cronyism, and nobody was anywhere close to them when it came to that. Their entire lives were about that. It's always about gaming the system. You see, that's what it's about. You see, for example, UTIMCO, the Texas University of Texas investment company. Bush had a friend, a guy, you know, there was a guy he was trying to get them to, he wanted to get control of those investments, and when he couldn't do it, he bought Bush out of his stake in the baseball team. Bush then, you made Bush a wealthy man. Bush then appointed him to run UTIMCO, where he started, diverting the money in the ways that benefited him. I mean, this is astonishing stuff. The American people don't know any of this. Very little, at least.
Pamela,
so one other comment I'd like to say is that there is a site on YouTube called Michelle Nye, NYE, Nancy Yankee Edward, has a lot of the truth of the world. And another site, holyconspiracy.com, and Peace Now, WhiteDove at MySpace.com. I went to a Campaign for Liberty District, Wisconsin, meeting this last weekend in Conemaugh, woke a lot of people up. The way we bring down the international bankers with the Federal Reserve and the Central Bank of London is by filing the straw man and doing a class action suit. And what I'd like to say to you is, and Alex Jones knows this, Jesus Christ Yahweh is in Australia. His site is Michelle Nye on YouTube. He is in the world right now.
Okay.
So
right.
Those people who like to deny God, and expect to save the world, they're sadly mistaken.
All right, thanks, Pamela, for that comment. Yeah, Russ, I want to keep this on focus. That was a good call, but I don't want to drift off into the religion unless it really relates to George. I don't think he's the Antichrist, and I'm not sure where that was going. But let's go back to the Iraq war for a second, okay? I understand some of the forces that wanted this war and what George Bush thought he would gain from it in terms of political popularity. Why Afghanistan in the simultaneous fashion?
Well, I mean, Afghanistan, at least there was a direct link there. In the case of Afghanistan, there is no question that there were the training camps there and that certain key personnel from Al-Qaeda did have haven there under the Taliban. And so I think that that particular invasion, whatever one makes of it, could have been justified by them and was. And that's actually why Obama said that that was a war that he said that that was the good war. And of course, I mean, one can challenge that because, in fact, just because a country gives haven to an amorphous group like that doesn't mean you take the group out. They simply move on somewhere else. But that was certainly more of a direct line, let's say, than Iraq, where, in fact, Saddam Hussein had absolutely nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or 9/11.
Do you think the Central Asian pipeline factors into the reasons we're in Afghanistan?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, I'm not saying that the real or sole reason that they went into Afghanistan was what they said it was. I mean, I think that this is just a given in government that you have to state something that is palatable. If you were to say, hey, we're going in there because we need to move natural gas from some of the former Soviet republics, and people are going to say, no, hell no, you know, you're not going to kill my kid for that reason.
Okay, now, Iraq seems to be the, I don't know, crowning jewel, positively or negatively, for Bush, but for me, it's the erosion and outright destruction, in some cases, of our constitutional liberties through the Patriot Acts, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Act. I mean, how do you view all that?
I mean, listen, there's no question that this country has taken a dramatic turn for the worse in terms of our liberties. And when that erosion is going to be reversed, it's hard to say. So far, under Obama, we don't see indications that some of those things are being reversed, but a lot of them are not. And we don't know why they're going along with continuing to obscure the reasons for many of these things and continuing to fight for the right to have warrantless wiretapping and so forth. But there is no question that this is a very different country than it was prior to 9/11, and it's a deeply, deeply troubling situation.
Unquestionably. Let's go to the lines and welcome Lark from Texas on line one. Hi, Lark. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Question for your guest there. I wonder if he could reveal any in his research anything related to the Humble Oil Company and the beneficiary who actually controls the Bush family trust that is close to the British royal family and tied to the crown in London.
Well, that's quite a mouthful. I mean, Humble Oil, or as they like to call it in Texas, Humble, without pronouncing the H, is a company now part of one of the Exxon, actually. But Humble was very much tied to the early fortunes of many of these families, not just the Bushes, but also James Baker's family and some of the others. As far as the Queen of England goes, the only thing I can tell you is the Bush family very proudly noted the fact that they were distantly related to her. She did. I think what you're alluding to is the fact that there was a man named Farish from one of the wealthiest families in Texas. The Farishes were involved with Standard Oil, and they had a horse farm, which they sold, I believe it was, to Queen Elizabeth. They also, or at least they kept for horses there. So there are all these links. I mean, one of these things that it shows us, and I also in Family of Secrets talk about the ties between George W. Bush and Tony Blair and why it was that they were so close. There was a mutual friend between them, which has not been reported anywhere else. But this is these kind of links between the upper classes internationally that we don't hear about in this country. You know, everything is presented in a stratified way. We're vertically integrated. You know, everybody in America, mm-hmm. rich and poor, is on the same side. Everybody in England, rich or poor, they're on their side. And mm-hmm. everybody rich or poor in, you know, China's on another side. And that's just not the way it works. The rich manage to work with each other. They manage to invest with each other. They manage to, in many cases, intermarry with each other. You look all the way back around the time of World War One, the King of England, the Tsar of Russia, and the Kaiser of Germany all looked almost exactly the same. The reason was because they had the same blood.
It's almost like we're going back to the divine right of kings and the intermarriages we saw through the Middle Ages in Europe.
Yep.
Not a whole lot of difference today, is there? No. Do you really feel that we're just masquerading as a democracy?
Well, you know, the other thing is Americans love royalty. You know, we talk about how we broke away from England, but they love royalty. I mean, look at the Star magazines. You know, they're all full of, you know, as anybody who's the child. I mean, why is Paris Hilton famous? It's the Hilton Hotels brand. You know, there's nothing she's accomplished on her own that would be of any interest. And so we love this stuff. The Bushes, three generations. I have to say the news, good or bad, depending on your outlook, is that there may be more Bushes in the pipeline. I now see indications that Jeb Bush is getting ready to run for higher office, and there is no other higher office than the White House, and I think that his son has moved from Florida to Texas and is starting to create a political base for himself. So I think all these families are going to continue to play a role.
Amazing. Lark, thanks so much for your call. We'll be back to put a wrap on this interview with Russ Baker and tell you how to get a copy of his book and how to visit his website. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side.
I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
may recognize that intro music there is coming from the song Bad to the Bone. And I think that would pretty much encapsulate a lot of what we found out in our two interviews about the Bush family when we've interviewed Russ Baker. Russ, let's tell everybody how to get a copy of I've Got the Hard Cover. You now have a paperback out. Let's tell everyone how they can get a copy of it.
Sure. Family of Secrets is the book. And I know that there are some copies around in bookstores. The independent bookstore in your community may have it. The chains, the Barnes & Noble, Borders may well have a copy. You can also get them online at the places like Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and what have you. By the way, we also are trying to continue this sort of serious inquiry to provide the public with information they cannot get anywhere else, rendered in a serious investigative way with our new nonprofit website. It's www.whowhatwhy.com. And we are entirely supported by the public. People can go to the site if they like the idea of journalists who are not beholden to corporations doing this kind of work. They can go and click on support and make a $20 or $50 contribution or $10 contribution per month or one-time contribution and allow us to do this kind of work. So we also have a website for the book, familyofsecrets.com.
You know, I'm glad for you, Russ, this was not a career killer, because I'm telling you, for some people who have written controversial, even if they're accurate depictions of high-profile people, they have suffered, and they've suffered greatly.
I know about that, and, you know, people were warning me all the way through the 5 years I spent working on Family of Secrets, and you know what I would do, Dave, at various times where I would come across these revelations about, say, the Kennedy assassination or Watergate, and it would just sort of terrify me, not just because the material was terrifying, but because, as you said, there could be a career breaker, and I would contact friends of mine, including people who'd won Pulitzer Prizes at major newspapers, and I'd say, I want to show you what I've got. They'd look at it, they'd get silent. And then instead of telling me that I was crazy, they'd say, boy, you better watch your back.
I know, and I speak from experience on this, as I've related several times to my listening audience. I'm involved in probably one of the biggest property rights abuse cases, probably since Japanese relocation in World War II, where about 2,000 people are being attempted to move off their land without compensation. And John McCain is behind this. The Attorney General of Arizona is behind this, who's also running for governor. They're beholden to some of the corporations that'll benefit from our departure. And I got to tell you, I've written about this, and this is how I actually got involved in media. And I've had my job threatened. In fact, I was doing an interview with Jim Mars back in July. And maybe this is serendipitous, maybe it's coincidence, but I wonder. Two people fired 8 shots over my house, witnessed by three of my neighbors, as I was going off the air.
Wow.
And so I've been there on that side of it, and I got to tell you that, you know, you keep pushing, and somewhere, you know, someone's going to say, hey, Russ, but, you know, I think the more conspicuous you are, the more out in the open you are, I think probably the better level of protection you're going to have with regard to your career. It's a great book. It's a tremendous read. And in fact, Alan, when he called in from Texas, said he got lost in the footnotes, as did I. As did I. I found the reading to be entertaining. It was almost novel-like. But the references, the citations, I found, Russ, that I really had to go and do my homework there so I could really follow along with the full meaning of what you were trying to convey. It's a great book. I certainly hope you do a sequel. We're out of time, and I want to thank you for being a guest on our show tonight, and we'll do this again sometime.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good night, Russ. Russ Baker, everybody. Next week, we'll be back with Jim McCanney, and we'll talk about earthquakes and other assorted things. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll be back same time, same channel, same place. God bless. Go out and have a great week.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour.